Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Father's Day was messed up because of that Simmons. Mother's Day was a mother Father Day. Oh, baby. What an incredible weekend. All thanks to the Phantom of the Process coming back. Mask. Looking incredible. And just his presence. Just his presence alone. You saw it. You saw it was a different team. Friday night, he gets the win. They come out. Maximus. Friday night, he's incredible. Right? Didn't score the first half. And then he pulls out 21. And he helps to win it all, win the game, which was a huge one, right? Huge. Because it gets you back into the game. Danny Green was out of his mind Friday night, 7-3, splash, Spiro, splash. He was splashing all night. And then last night, on a day that we love the mothers, yes, it was James Harden in the fourth quarter who drank from our fountain of youth. Oh, boy, did he look spry. Boy, did the shot look great. The legs were back. He was just incredible. Big man, of course, helps everything out, sets the tone. First quarter, unstoppable. And then Miami has to adjust. Miami's got to throw everything at him, beast. And that leaves everybody else open. Tobias with another clutch three, right? And then there was even the Niang with a couple of nice baskets, but it was the story of the beard. James Harden looking like the James Harden that we expected. He was incredible. Spry, beating his man off the dribble, right? Step back. Oh, man, bottom. He was the man of the bottom, as McGinnis would say. Bottom all night. That fourth quarter, he was unguardable, and he was feeling too. You saw it. He had a lot of giddy up. Giddy up. He was feeling incredible. What a fourth quarter performance, and any kind of comeback was just stamped out. He'd had nothing. And now it's tied. It's tied going back to Miami. Sixers got all the momentum in the world right now. It's like we said Friday that he was going to play and that if he played, it changes everything. Joel Embiid, his presence alone changes how the Heat have to guard. You saw all of a sudden, Bam looks like Bam Bam from the Flintstones. It looks like a toddler next to the mighty and beast. There's no more Bam Bam, right? No more Bam dominating the middle. Not with the beast in the middle. And there he was. on the floor Friday night. And that his presence, man, it just lifts everybody. It creates the space. Maximus was able to create and attack the rim. Attack, attack, attack. Foul trouble all night. Friday night, foul trouble all night. Mother's Day night last night. That's what it was all about. And it's all because of the Embiid. All because of Joel Embiid's presence. And that's how this team is built. And now they have the momentum going into Miami tomorrow night, game five. It's a three-game series. That's it. They are, and they have all the momentum in the world. How are they going to be able to clash with the Embiid? How can they haven't beat them? As we said, you haven't beat them yet. So they're going to have to figure out a way to attack us and the Embiid. Now, the other thing, too, is you look at the Sixers' defense and harassing the Miami shooters. Miami has not shot the ball well. You see, that's what happens. He makes a difference both offensively and defensively. He's in a game defensively. You see what happens as a rim protector. All of a sudden, you know, all those rolls to the rim are blocked, extinguished, roadblocks up. And that is shooters are having trouble. What happened to Tyler Hero? Trying to play hero ball, fouled to play hero ball. Max Strus, he's got nothing. All their shooters have been quiet. And it goes back down to Tuesday. We got best of three. And they are very, very much alive. And as long as the big man's there with that heroic performance, wearing the mask, oh, my God, it's just priceless. It's priceless, the phantom of the process. My Lord, I need it again. Judas, play it. Play it.
Good morning, Judas.
What's up, man? So I'm going to take you back earlier this season, because I listened to you, as I should. You know, I do the show with you. You always said how this year is kind of biblical. Because of the Embiid and Simmons brotherly breakup.
Yes.
Well, in the third game, he had risen. Instead of the third day, it was the third game for Joel Embiid. And I'll also say that I'm born again, man. I was in a bad way Friday.
Yeah.
I was in a bad way. And they shut me up these last two games, which I love every second of it. And it, all of a sudden...
Let me tell you something, dude. You are to never, ever doubt me again.
Oh, I never did.
Yes, you did.
Why?
All day Friday.
I needed to see him play first.
All day Friday. Who told you that he was going to play?
You.
Who
and
told you that? Who told you that?
I need to see him on the court.
When he played, that what it was going to be like when he played because of his presence.
Yes.
Just heed my words.
I got you.
I don't want to ever hear any doubt, and you did doubt. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense.
I thought they would split.
You were a freaking miserab Friday.
I was.
And I don't want to hear none of it.
Place.
All right? And I tried to lead you. So I don't want to hear any of it.
Sometimes I
want you to be
up.
In your place. All right? And I want you to just play the song.
Play the song. Got it. That's what I'll do.
Now do
I
it.
I can't really do it here.
Well, it's called
Theater of the Mind. It's a good thing they weren't teeing off at the beginning of the show.
Listen, it's their fault for having us out of here a day after the Sixers win. So I'm
even
sorry.
Even the series at two games apiece.
Where's
there you
the
go, copy? Right here.
Because we are live. We love our Montgomery Golf. We love it.
Yeah,
we
they do a tremendous
love it.
Job.
We love it. We love it. And today we're broadcasting live from the annual Travel Rally Day and Montco Golf Classic at the Green Valley Country Club in Lafayette Hill. Presented by the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. And we love them, and they're a great partner with the station. It's a beautiful, sunny day, not a cloud in the sky here at this lovely golf course. And I'm sorry, but this is it. Day after Sixers.
It's going to be a fun day,
man. There's no whispers.
No, there's no hello, friends.
I told you earlier, I'm not Nance today. I'm Gus Johnson.
Yes.
All right. So... That's that.
No,
that's all we got.
This is awesome, man. What an incredible weekend. And the Sixers, even the series back up at two. And now you said it's a best of three from here on out. And I know Miami has home court, but what is home court in Miami? the 10 fans that show up at tip-off. Like, nobody's there. And with Embiid coming, all of a sudden, it's totally different.
Yes. Yes. It's completely different when you have the Embiid. Again, it changes all the matchups, all the I tell you all the time about spacing and how spacing is the key to all sports. You know, whether it was DeSean Jackson running through a cover two and able to create that space where teams have to be able to play you honestly, which open things up. It's all about space. And having the big man on the board, on the floor, is able to just create all the space in the world. He contends shots. He rebounds. Look at how much better that they looked yesterday, over the weekend.
Yeah.
With just on the glass. Remember how bad it was. And it makes sense. I mean, you take out the one of the best players in the league, top three player in the league, should have been MVP. And, of course, the Joker wins it today.
It's just stupid.
Bleep that award. It's a trash. It doesn't mean anything. As you can see, it's meaningless. And my apologies, because I was told on Friday that he was going to win it. And I was like, really? And I even showed you the text.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not the case. So I deem it a trash award.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything, this MVP, because we know the truth. They just, again, they don't like us. They don't want us to win anything. They don't want us to win the title. They don't want Joel to win the MVP.
Oh, you know the league's terrified right now.
That's it.
That they come back.
That's
even,
right.
And even the series.
And they storm back.
And I love
like a force.
You know, I'm going to reach out to our man Kendrick Perkins, who's a friend of the Lond of Philadelphia. He was saying, you know, man, it must suck being one of those people that didn't vote for Embiid after seeing what's happened the last two games.
You're a fool.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They desperately need him,
as Charles Barkley said.
And it's not like, oh, when he plays, they get swept in the first round like the Nuggets did. No, he comes back, they win two games.
Yes.
And now we have a new series, and there's a chance they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals against teams that are banged up right now. Tatum's banged up with the wrist. Obviously, Chris Middleton's banged up for the Bucks. Like, all of a sudden, we talked about it, after game two or three of the Raptors series, that the title hopes were alive again. And then, of course, they lost games four and five.
The chip is back on the table.
Yeah.
It's back on the table. That's what this whole thing means. What it means is it's back. And that's all about him. You can leave it there, love. Yeah, that's fine. Well, it's all right.
I'll hold it up.
Put it on Trudis' forehead.
Yes.
That's his penance for a non-believer. He can wear it, or he can wear the big clock.
What do I have to do with the walk around the golf
chain,
course today?
Yes, with the clock on your forehead.
I'll do that. It's a nice golf course. It's beautiful.
It is.
I'll go for a stroll.
It is.
It looks like it goes out like 5 miles, too.
Yeah.
It's a long course, man.
Yeah. 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 It is. It's beautiful.
Can I drive the cart around?
No.
Damn
you
it.
Have to walk.
All right.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
That's awesome.
Shame.
I gotta tell you, though, you'd be like Flavor Flav at the clock,
yeah,
right on your forehead. Like, just, I'm gonna thumbtack it right
good
in your forehead.
Good. Please.
It was just a sizzling. The building was wild.
Oh,
everybody
God, yeah,
was wild.
And it was coming through the TV, man.
Yeah,
and it was strong. And one of the things I thought was so cool, when the song started playing, there was about, I think the Sixers still, they were going to get a shot clock violation, obviously. So there was still like 12 seconds left. And you just heard how the crowd just got even louder when the song started playing inside the Wells Fargo Center. It was like, yep, this series is tied. It's back. We have a new series, and now we get to go to Miami. And this week's going to be awesome. You and I were talking about it on the drive over here.
Yep.
You know, today's reaction day. Tomorrow's game day. Wednesday, reaction day. Thursday, game day. It's going to be a lot of fun
This is why we love a run. You know, this whole setup, and why the NBA playoffs is such a blast, because it provides this amazing run, right? Like, you got a whole week to look forward to. A whole week. Now, and again, the beauty of where the series sits is that Miami's the one that needs to come up with how to come combat Embiid. They haven't figured that out. Now, Spoelstra's a really good coach, but mm-hmm, we said all along that if Embiid is playing, we like the matchup, yeah, with Miami. Because the matchup with Miami is no one can guard him, and you see it. Bam is really a whimper when Embiid's on the floor. He can't do anything against Embiid. So Embiid dictates all that, and now the adjustment is in Spoelstra's lap and how to combat it. They tried to play a little thug ball, right? That didn't really work.
No.
So they couldn't do that. Their shooters have been wretched. So
Lowry's clearly banged up.
He's limping everything.
Yeah.
Look, you know, you watch him go. God bless him. You watch him go, and that hamstring, he's gimping up and down the floor. And it's severely hurting his shot. But the big thing last night, Junis, the big story last night was Harden.
Yeah.
Because, and we have a guy, Joseph. Talk about a biblical name, Joseph, who got us the Fountain of Youth from St. Augustine, Florida.
That was awesome.
He got us the bottle of fountain water, real water, from the Fountain of Youth in St. Augustine, Florida. He shipped it up, all right? And we got it to James. We got it to the beard. And you look at it, and last night, the Fountain of Youth water took effect.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was incredible. 16 points in the fourth quarter, and he looked like old James Harden. Or
he looked
younger
unstoppable.
James Harden, right? Like
the step back three.
It was great. There was the one time he was one-on-one with Bam Adebayo, and one of the things that we saw toward the end of the regular season, it didn't matter who was guarding him. He couldn't get past anybody, right? He couldn't get by anyone, and Bam had him one-on-one, and he blew right past him and laid it in.
And you saw his legs where they had jumping, they had life to them, because you could see even the way he was yo-yoing the basketball. He was yo-yoing the ball like he knew he could beat you, and he had confidence in his shot. All day, and you know his shot's interesting, right, because it's like a homing pigeon, right, like a homing pigeon, where the ball goes, it's not a high arc.
Yes.
It's almost a line drive.
Yeah.
And it's like a homing pigeon goes direct path to the basket. And it was splash. I mean, it wasn't no rim, right? It was just I hate to say this,
splash,
the Spiro splash, but it was no rim involved. It was pure. It was, as our guy would say, bottom. And it, you know, listen, Harden's a man of the bottom.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes, he is.
Right. So it was bottom all night in that fourth quarter. We love the bottom.
Yes.
All right.
I'll take Spiro saying splash if it means the Sixers are hitting threes and they win.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, I'll deal with it. Deal with the splash.
I'd rather not deal with Grant Hill, but that's all right.
Oh, my God, dude. He stinks, too.
I know.
Where do they get these guys?
I know.
Oh, you want to work? Okay. Here.
Well, T-Hill's, T-Hill's royalty,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know he is.
But he doesn't pay attention to the
game. No, absolutely not.
You can
not.
See he's never watched Sixer game ever.
No, absolutely
with,
not.
You hear him the first four games of the series. My Lord. Gee, oh, come on, man. Mix a little basketball with your royalty there. But it was an amazing night, a beautiful night. It was a night. And by the way, that performance last night just got Harden paid. You know that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that just got him.
He's got the deal.
That just got him paid. Look, I can still do this. So here's the deal. We are live, like I said, hanging out here, what a day, at the annual Travel Rally Day and Montco Golf Classic at the Green Valley Country Club in lovely Lafayette Hill. It's beautiful here, presented by the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. It's a beautiful, cloudless day, right? Luminous sunshine. So we're hanging out. It feels good across the Delaware Valley, and it's all about the Sixers and the title hopes that Chip Remain is back, I should say, on the table. And look, no guests today. I don't want to clutter it up. All right? Well, I'll get legs tomorrow, and today it's just us.
Even though it was the good omen that he didn't come on Friday.
So don't make him out to be a mush. I need the basketball conversation. All right, please. I'm going to put that out there.
All right, I'll take
Come
it back.
Come on, man. Take that Stop back, that dude. One. Really. It's not smart. All right. We will. We got lots to get to as we hang out, and it's all us, all right? So I can't wait to talk to you guys on this glorious Monday across the Delaware Valley. Hey, let me tell you about Meineke, because as Meineke celebrates 50 years of service and trust at a time when we need them the most, when our vehicles are so precious, right? Inventory is such at a premium. You can head to Meineke for 50% off brake pads and shoes, and right now receive $10 off any full synthetic oil change. That comes with a free tire rotation. Check engine light on, not a problem. Head to Meineke for a free check engine scan. Meineke does it all. Exhaust systems and steering and suspension, oil changes, tires and wheels. Family vacation is going to be here sooner than you think. Head to Meineke for a complimentary AC check, a vehicle safety inspection. Meineke for all of your auto repair needs.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Oh, there you go. Tomorrow we're going to be out of our minds. I don't think I can't wait for game
you
five.
Fly, you want to fly down to Miami?
I got news for you.
All right.
You got people. You know that.
What's up, Vince?
We got, well, we got all the people, too.
You can get down to Miami.
We got some.
That'd be nice.
We got some jet setters. You know what I'm saying, Jones?
That'd be cool.
First of all, they don't even deserve a team because they don't show up until the second quarter.
No, and that's going to be great with Embiid.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Because that's what I thought. I thought that actually was going to play into their favor.
Dude,
in game
I'm
one.
I'm trying to think about this game. Like, I'll be honest with you. So after the game, after the celebration of the weekend, I start thinking about the matchup, right? Like, all right, how's this going to play out? And with Embiid in the lineup, it's kind of like what we thought, but it's even, to be honest with you, they look even more dominant. I thought they would win with Embiid in the lineup, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought six or seven games.
And I thought it was a matchup. I thought they would win the series. But I thought it was going to be a battle.
Yeah.
Right? It's funny. Unless it's one of their hero goes off type of thing.
Right.
One of their shooters, the only way they can win is if one of their shooters goes wild. So maybe that happens in one of the three games. But I don't think it could happen in two of the three.
No, I don't think so either.
And that's with Jimmy playing flawless.
And remember, I said it earlier, as much as I love Jimmy Butler and how dominant he was last year with his 40 points, they traded threes for twos toward the end. And Harden was hitting his threes, Butler was hitting his twos. They just kept on running away with it. Hi, Bobby.
Real quick, I want to run this with Bob.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Anthony.
Bobby.
Yes.
All right, so I was thinking about this after the initial jubilation of the weekend. Now, you know I thought I was all over them with Embiid, right? You're about it, right? So but I have to tell you, they seem more dominant with Embiid in the game, all right? More dumb than I even thought they would be. The only way Miami beats them two or three is if their shooters go nuts, right?
And it's been a shooting series, right? I mean, it's been like a three-point series. Miami shot well the first two games down there, hit threes, they win. Sixers come back here, hit threes, they win.
But Embiid wasn't on the floor the first two games.
Exactly. So hopefully that changes, that dynamic of the home team hitting threes and winning. Hopefully that changes with Embiid. Yeah, it was noticeable on Friday night that they got out on shooters because if they were going to get beat off the dribble,
it didn't matter. You had a rim protector
back there. Yeah, so it's a weird series, though, like that it's such a shooter series, which bodes well for the Sixers. Even though Miami might be the better shooting team, you have the dominant big man.
Right, and I keep going back to it. I go, I don't think Miami can go nuts two of the three games. They can go nuts one game, but I don't think they go nuts two of the three games.
No.
That's the kind of vibe I'm getting. I mean, look, Hero's the only one. Strus, nothing. He's giving you nothing. Vincent, nothing really.
I'm wondering if Spoelstra goes to Hero in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I can see it.
You know, I mean, although he's getting three-pointer, he's getting 34 minutes a game, so he's getting starter minutes. It's
right,
not a big deal that way.
I'm going to do with Maxey anyway. Right?
Yeah, but do you throw him in the starting lineup? Now, he might be more advantageous getting minutes against the Sixers.
Well,
I don't
he's
know what
being
you call
bothered.
Those guys. I don't know what you call those guys when Doc Rivers, you know, waves his finger and calls them. Are they subs? Because they're not very good right now.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, I really do think that Eric Spoelstra has said, I don't know what I can do right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Like, I always try to look from the opponent's angle.
Exactly.
I'm a big believer in that, to try to figure out what happens. What do I got to defend against? And I look at them, and that's why we like to match up with Miami. We both did.
Yeah.
The three of us did. And we all like to match up. I don't know what they can do. It scares me because I'm not really afraid.
It's like I said on the morning show today. All right, you got Joel, if you're Miami. Joel Embiid, we have to stop him defensively. Oh, and then there's Tobias Harris, who's playing his best basketball. Oh, there's James Harden, who just went for 31. Tyrese Maxey, my God, he had 38 in his first real start as a playoff player. Oh, and then there's this Danny Green guy who hit six three-pointers the other night. Like, what do you do? Whereas the Sixers, okay, Jimmy Butler, we're going to try Tobias on him and Embiid on him. He'll probably get his, but after that,
Tyler Herro. Right,
exactly.
He's got to work for it. And you look at him, especially with Lowry on one leg.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he shouldn't even be out there. I almost feel bad for him. Like, he shouldn't be out there. So I just think they are the better team. And this isn't reactive from what happened last night or the last two games.
No, it's with Embiid.
They just, yeah.
It's with
They're
Embiid.
The better team.
The matchup's there.
Yep. So
who do you want to. Now. It's funny. Are you keeping an eye on Boston, Milwaukee?
I watched every second of every game. Yeah, that's. Hopefully, they beat the hell out of each other. Whoever comes out of that series is going to be playing good basketball. They're going to be playing real good basketball.
You know, I don't want to ever do that because it's 2-2. But man, I feel real good right now, brother.
Yeah, so do I. Sixers in six.
I like it.
That's nice.
Bobby!
Can I ask you something, Andy?
Yes.
Nah, I won't ask you. I'll let other people ask you.
Play the song. Play the song. Wait. Did I get my boy? Just go play the song? Can it be? My man.
Love you, Bobby. Stay warm out there.
Yeah.
In the song.
Stay away from the guy in the sweater, my mom. Stay away from my mom. Hello there, Mr. Butler.
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Butler. Okay, all right away. We didn't make any bets. The hell we didn't. I got everybody. Bob,
what?
On Friday, when I told him Embiid was going to play, no, we made a Butler bet. You're my witness.
How about this? If you can.
This
motherfather
better pay off or else he's going to be in the sand trap.
How about we'll play the audio of that segment, and if I agree to a Butler bet, I'll pay you $100 plus.
I don't want your money. I don't want your money.
I know I didn't agree to any Butler bet.
I don't want your money. You're my Butler, Holmes.
What do I have to do? Do I have to shine shoes? Do I have to show the guests into the?
Yes, you have to
show guests into the parlor.
You have to do. I'm going to come up with a list.
Does he have a parlor?
It's called a Honey John list.
The Honey John
Honey
list?
John.
And I will come up with a list for you of tasks
I bet you
to perform.
I bet you Christina would say to you, Anthony, run, don't walk. Because anything she asks me to do, she says I do poorly on purpose so
smart.
I don't get asked again.
Listen, I don't care. I'm going to torture you is what I'm going to do.
You get that audio for me.
I don't get audio. You're going to punk out. You're not punking out.
No, I'm not. I'm going to play the audio. We'll play it tomorrow morning on our show. We'll play that audio.
You can doctor
your
audio.
You're sitting here telling me right now that you didn't say to me, No.
I did not think he would play.
And then I said he would play to
win. Yes, you did.
And you were,
but I
no,
did
no,
not
no.
agree to any bets about it.
In fact, you won the bet, and I go, no money. I even said, no money, Butler.
Butler.
Okay, go.
Jimmy
get out
Butler?
Of my sight.
There
go.
You go. Gotcha.
Get out, Jimmy. You got to be kidding me. I will torture him. You will get tortured. You play the audio all you want. Here's the only audio I say is my voice, mother father.
Wind's blowing in from left center.
Do you understand? Does he understand what he's doing?
No.
This guy. I'm about to hit him over the head with a 9-iron.
Got a couple of those here, the golf course.
I'm looking at all those bags, and I'm thinking, which club would I do well?
That's an Eagles golf bag.
That's
you
a good
pull
one.
From there.
I might use a wood. Let's go to VT Ron. Ronnie!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.